Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stone's bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, Third Ingredient, with number three, the thirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Stephen King, President and CEO of Growth Force, author of The CEO's Guide to Improving Cash Flow, The CEO's Guide to Improving Profits, a number of these. Growthforce.com, is that right, Stephen?
www.growthforce.com.
All right, so check it out and remind us what you do for your customers.
So we are an outsourced accounting department for companies that use QuickBooks or NetSuite. We do bookkeeping, accounting, and management and controller services to help small businesses get access to the financial intelligence to help them make decisions like how to increase pricing, which right. clients should you fire, where do you invest your sales and marketing dollars. So it's basic advanced bookkeeping and then management accounting on top of it. And it's 30 to 40% cheaper than hiring somebody in-house.
And the key to these kinds of financial management, folks, is to help you run your business in a better financial way. And we're not just talking about, you know, doing the accounting, doing better accounting. This is management, right, Stephen? I mean, we're talking about the root, the essence, the headwater. The headwater of your future, your success, your sustainability as a business owner, the future, the quality of life of your family, of your employees, your ability to stay in business and serve your customers, the headwaters of that is the stuff that Stephen's talking about. And the first drop of that headwater, in my opinion, Stephen, and you've got it on top of your list too, is pricing. If you and I'm going to make a statement, if you and I could get small business owners, if they needed to raise something on average, let's say the metric is they needed to raise it a dollar. If we could get them to raise it 50 cents, I think there'd be we could cut the small business failure rate in half. What do you think?
You know, I got a great blog on pricing that, and Jim, I could not agree with you more. It is the single most important decision any business will make, full stop. This is what causes cash flow problems. So if you've got cash flow problems, start with pricing. If you have a 30% gross profit margin and you give a 10% discount on your price, you have to sell 50% more sales to generate the same gross profit dollars.
Let me tell you a quick horror story. I used to work, when I had my consulting company, there was this company I worked with that I actually helped save. They had two margins. They had two ways of calculating profit. They called it the long profit and the short profit. The long profit was margin. The short one was markup. Now, you and I both know there's a big difference in what you put on the bottom line between markup and margin. But they were fooling themselves. If a customer, you know, when they were calculating a project, they were wholesalers. They would say, okay, let's see if we can get the business. So let's don't do the long markup. Let's do the short markup. And they were going from margin to markup. And they basically were costing themselves, you know, thousands of dollars on a project just so they could get the business. But they didn't realize that they weren't playing word games. They were playing money games.
Single biggest mistake that I see this all the time. And the reason is because the business owners don't understand the impact of making that decision. But if you see the numbers when you're making that decision, you won't give that 10% away because it has a profound impact on your life, on your business's life.
Stephen, they have this idea that if they don't, they won't get the business, and they don't realize that maybe not getting the business is better for their company. That's another thing you talk
100%.
About is knowing which customers to keep.
Yeah, firing your clients is the second most important decision. So once you've got your pricing right, then what you got to do is look at the bottom 15% of your clients and either go back to them and say, look, here's what it really costs me to do this work. Here's the value that we're delivering. the time that it is invested, the scope that we're giving you, and here's the fee that I need to charge in order to give you that scope. The second option is I need to cut back on the scope of work, and we can keep the fee the same, but I can't give all this other stuff away, this time leakage.
Yep.
Or I got to transition you to a third client, another provider. And what we found is that when we studied this, 82% of the clients stay with the service provider because people are happy to pay for good work.
That's right. That's exactly right. That you're they're probably going to say, I can't believe you've gone this long without charging me more. That's the thing. They're intimidated. They're afraid to ask for more. And I'll tell you, Stephen, the way I think they ought to start this thing, this is the opening conversation of a conversation where you might actually fire a customer. And you go to them and you say, John, I can't keep my business open charging you what I've been charging you. I have to charge you more. And if I can't do that, then we won't be able to do business. What do you think about that, Stephen?
I have a great story now. I got so many examples of what this happened, but my favorite one is a company in Boston, IT company, very proud of the fact that they had Apple as a client. I won't mention the company's name for obvious reasons. And they came in, though, to us and said, look, we've been in business for 6 years. We're at break even. We can't get to any kind of profits. We have cash flow challenges. We're delivering a great IT service, yet we're struggling. And we came in and said, here's the problem. Your margins on Apple are 3%. Why? Because your management team spends so much time on them, and they're not willing to pay you.
Right.
We convinced them. It took a year, but we convinced them that they had all this other business they couldn't handle because there's not enough knowledge workers in the world.
And they had to fire. They had to fire Apple. Quick break. Tintail. Right back with Stephen King. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.